Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Well, June live cattle futures moving to new contract highs, creating additional market momentum with price levels above $132. Early activity is expected to bring some follow-through buyer support and position taking through the cattle complex. This morning, activity in the cash cattle market is expected to remain sluggish, with little interest likely as bids and asking prices remain undeveloped. They'll likely stay that way through most of the day and into tomorrow. The strong buyer support seen yesterday will likely help to spark increased commercial buyer interest with follow-through interest stepping into the market. Traders focusing on testing contract highs in feeder cattle contracts and moving to new contract highs in front-month live cattle contracts could bring a combination of follow-through buying and selling activity in the market. Cash hog markets continue to remain strong following the continued fundamental market shift higher the last couple of weeks. This is likely to help draw buyer support back both into cash and futures trade through the week, and the strong pullback in futures trade yesterday is not expected to create a significant long-term shift in fundamental pressure as increased buyer support steps into the market through the summer. On the grains, corn, soybeans, and soft red winter wheat had small changes in yesterday's trading, while hard red winter wheat finished a few cents lower. Spring wheat about 5 cents higher. Weather forecasts are favorable for crops, with dry weather for the Midwest and Central Plains this week, while the Northern Plains may have rain to help the spring wheat. Spring wheat posted more gains, and Monday's peak was a fraction short of the January high. A move above that $5.90 January high would put spring wheat the highest since July 2015. Again, the wheat market's mixed, with soft red winter wheat unchanged, hard red winter wheat lower, spring wheat higher. The 6 to 10 day forecast is hot and dry for the Plains and the Midwest and should aid harvest. The corn futures closed a fraction higher to hold above a number of key moving averages yesterday. The July also briefly traded above 100-day, but settled under it. And the soybeans also closed a little higher ahead of USDA's progress data. The data is expected to show soybeans 80 to 81% planted. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, live cattle June was up 127 yesterday, 132.10, and the August up 15 cents at 126.20. August feeder cattle up 115, 159.87, and September up 152 at 159.35. July hogs down 155, 80.42, and the hogs down 147, 80.22. Hard red winter wheat July was up 4 3/4, 434 3/4. September up 4 1/4 at 452. July wheat Chicago up 2 1/2, 432, and September up 2 1/2. 446 1/4. July corn was up down 3/4, 372 1/4. September down 3/4 at 380 1/2. July soybeans up 3/4, 922 3/4, and the August up a penny, 926. July cotton up 14, 76.45. October up 65, 75.19. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.